This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The global macroeconomic word of the day today is dollarization, and it comes to us from Buenos Aires, Argentina, where Javier Milei is the new president-elect. Milei has promised, almost literally, to judge by his campaign appearances with a chainsaw, to take said chainsaw to that beleaguered economy, cutting both the size and the spending of the national government. Also, he wants to get rid of the Central Bank of Argentina, as well as its currency, and just start using the dollar instead. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has the hows and the whys on that one.
Get rid of the Argentine peso and just use dollars instead. That is the idea. Why would you do this?
It eliminates the inflation problem.
Daniel Raisbeck is a Latin America policy analyst at the Cato Institute. An inflation problem is an understatement. It's at 140% in Argentina. Raisbeck says the government has basically been printing money to finance its deficit spending. But if there is no Argentine peso, there is no printing of Argentine pesos. So there is no Argentine peso inflation.
Dollarization works as a straitjacket. So politicians can't pay debts by printing money.
And if you don't have a currency, it can't lose value if you have an economic crisis. But moving to the dollar is a straitjacket in other ways.
When you give up your own currency and you adopt another country's, you lose the ability to have your own monetary policy and your own, obviously, exchange rate policy.
Monica DeBolle is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
It's a big thing to give up.
So if there is a recession, you couldn't lower interest rates to help your economy out. If your currency can't fluctuate, you can't make exports more competitive. Stephen Kaplan, associate professor of international affairs at George Washington University, says this actually happened to Argentina in the 90s. The country didn't quite ditch the peso, but it did try for a time to peg it to the same value as the dollar. But then a trade competitor, Brazil, devalued its currency.
And all of a sudden, Brazil was more competitive internationally. Argentina struggled to compete with Brazil and other nations, and unemployment started to rise over time. Then you have deflation.
That experiment ended in 2002. But dollarizing your economy doesn't have an easy exit, says DeBolle.
No country that has decided to adopt another country's currency has ever been able to reverse that situation.
Once you go with the dollar, you're kind of stuck with it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.